Thomas Jefferson called this man as pure a son of liberty as I have ever known. So who was the man who garnered such praise? I'll reveal the name of an American hero most people don't know on this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In 1776, Thaddeus Kosciuszko sailed from his native Poland to fight in the American Revolution. He is perhaps best known for designing the fortifications at Saratoga that provided an American victory that turned the tide of the war. So what was it that led Kosciuszko to travel to the colonies to fight in a war for people he did not even know upon his arrival?
We know that he's sympathetic to the cause of American freedom generally, and really for freedom for people all over the world. We know that he wants freedom for the serfs in Eastern Europe. He wants freedom for slaves in America, and political freedom for all.
Jay Hinesley is a supervisory park ranger at Independence National Historical Park. Having helped win the war for independence here, he traveled back to his home to fight for freedom there.
He leads an uprising against Russia. Even though his army is eventually defeated, he's basically a freedom fighter. And that's why he's sort of looked upon in Poland as being like the George Washington of his people.
Kosciuszko returned to the United States in 1797 to visit leaders such as Thomas Jefferson, who he had formed bonds with during his service in the Continental Army. The townhome where he stayed on that visit is today preserved as Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial.
Thomas Jefferson actually called Thaddeus Kosciuszko as pure a son of liberty as I have ever known. Kosciuszko was willing to come over and fight for American independence. I think his story really inspires us to ask, how far would we go in defense of liberty? Not just our own liberty, but the liberty of all people.
Today you can visit the place where the hero stayed on his second visit to the United States, just a few blocks from Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.